going to steal our joy. Amen. Praise the Father. Thank you, Jesus, for your word today. Thank you that it's all to receive that which you would want to speak to us today, Lord. We just thank you that we're going to maybe hear something we've not heard before, see something we've not heard, seen before, Lord. Thank you for your presence that's in this place today to do only what you can do, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the joy that you've given us. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Take this word today, Lord, and just the anointing that's upon your word that breaks every yoke. In Jesus' name. And the church said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Ricardo, I didn't call and tell him today that I was going to be ministering on fear. And so thank you, Ricardo, for being obedient and singing that song today. Could not have picked a more appropriate song for that. And someone was telling me before service today that fear is false evidence appearing real. So, and fear has a voice. Amen. And the voice of fear always speaks contrary to what the truth is. And we know the truth is the Word of God. Amen. So forgive me for sniffling today. He hath not given us, the Word tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. He hath not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love of a sound mind. When you read that sound mind, you can make right decisions. Amplified reads it as such: for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardness, of craven, cringing, and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. I want to read you a story, a true story. Elizabeth Elliot, one of the wives of the five missionaries murdered by the Indian tribes in Ecuador, to whom they were taking the gospel, along with Rachel Saint, the sister of one of the missionaries, evangelized the Indian tribes, including the very people who killed their husband and brother. Elizabeth tells that her life had been completely controlled by fear. She was not free to do what she really wanted to do, or more importantly, what she knew God wanted her to do, because fear seemed to always stop her when she started to step out. But a friend spoke three simple but profound words to her that set her free. And three words the friend spoke to her was, "Do it afraid." Just because you're afraid don't mean that you can't step out and do it. So that's the message today. Do it afraid. Amen. Facing fear, trusting God. Hallelujah. So, as Ricardo read earlier, I've heard it said that there are 365 references in the Bible about fear. It's not a matter that you will never have an opportunity to fear, but learning how to overcome fear in the face of fear. Amen. So, and when the Bible tells us to not do something, then I will be on the lookout, because you're going to find an opportunity to face that. Amen. So fear can lead us to hide, run away, or fear, or freeze in our shoes. So it's not a matter of having enough faith to overcome fear. And I want to say that very strongly again this morning. Some may come and say, "Well, if you had enough faith, you would not fear." No, you've got enough faith. The Bible says you've got mountain-moving faith. So it's not that you do not have faith, amen? So you already have enough faith to move mountains. It's not a matter of waiting until all your feelings are or being afraid is gone to step out. Because we have many opportunities in life to fear and to be afraid. And the Bible tells us on many occasions to fear not. It does not say do not be afraid, but it says do not fear. So fear is nothing but a feeling. And it can stop us pursuing what we are destined to be in life. Stop us from pursuing dreams and goals and ambition. But we don't live our life as Christians by feelings. Amen? The Word tells us in Galatians 2:20, tells us that the life we now live, the life that us Christians now live, we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Amen. So fear can disguise itself in many ways. And as I said earlier, fear has a voice. And it's not the voice of truth. And the excuses we have to not step out in obedience to something that we can do or do is just the voice of fear keep us paralyzed. Because we can always come up with all kinds of excuses not to do something when we know that we should be doing it. And that is just the voice of fear. Excuses are just the voice of fear. So fear can lead us to run away, hide, or freeze, as I said. And when you begin to experience fear, you become afraid. And afraid is impressed fear. So when you get that feeling of being fearful, guess what happens? You begin to be afraid at that point. And so that is why I said step out and do it afraid anyway. Amen. So don't allow the enemy to tell you to wait. Because we're all waiting for something, right? So why not today? So don't step out. You know, the enemy says, don't step out. Aren't you afraid of failing? Don't step out. Aren't you afraid of making a fool of yourself? You know, step out. Remember what happened the last time you did. Don't step out. Look at what people may say about it. So I came to tell somebody today to go ahead and step out. Amen. And do it afraid and put fear under your feet because fear is a liar. Amen. So it's time to move and stop being intimidated by the spirit of fear. And when I began to type this out and write it, I heard the whisper of the Holy Spirit say it's time to move. That you have been waiting on me. No, I've been waiting on you. For I have given you all that you need to be in this life as an overcomer, for you lack nothing. So I say to you today, fear not, do not be afraid, for I have gone before you to make the crooked place straight. Don't linger in the shadows of yesterday, for I am the light of everything that you need, and in the light is where it is happening, all of my goodness lavished upon you. As you step out, fear then will be left far behind. Walk in the light of this season that has already been walked out for you, says the God of more than enough. Woo! Amen? So fear is a spirit, as we said. And so therefore, if it is a spirit, it cannot be fought with fleshly weapons. As the Bible tells us, 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical, weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. And if we continue to allow fear to dominate our life, it can become a stronghold. Amen? So if fear is not dealt with in our life, it can become a stronghold. Revelation reads it as such. Instead, our spiritual weapons are energized with divine power to effectively dismantle the defenses behind which people hide. And we are taking a commercial break. Yeah. All righty. There we go. Excuse me. Okay. Now, we good to go? All right, back. Passion Translation reads it, instead of spiritual weapons are energized with divine power, what for? To effectively dismantle the defenses behind which people hide. In other words, our warfare is spiritual weapons that God has given us that when fear makes us want to hide, then we can say the weapons of my warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And it will begin to dismantle the things in our life that causes us to fear. So Message translation words it like this, which is really good. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth. That's the voices of fear that wants to erect things in our life against the truth of God. Venting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstruction and building lives of obedience into maturity. Praise God. The weapons of our warfare against fear is not carnal, but mighty through God. So if fear is not dealt with in our lives, it becomes an obstruction to being obedient to that which we are called to do and to the dreams and ambitions that we have. So as I begin to look through the scripture, I begin to see every person in the Bible that was ever used by God to any degree was told over and over to fear not. And I read one time, I think it was Lester Sumrall said that if you have great fear, you have an opportunity to have great faith. Because the enemy is trying to stop you from doing something mighty for God. Amen? So one of those people was Joshua. Joshua, the man God chose to follow Moses, we know that, to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. Joshua 1:5 says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Haven't I commanded you strength, courage? Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. Your God is with you every step of the way." So I thought before, you know, Joseph was called, and I preached it and taught it. You know, how would you like to be called to fill somebody else's shoes, especially such a man as Moses? And as I began to read that, I began to say, God didn't call Joshua to fill his shoes. You can't fill nobody else's shoes. Amen? So, I've taught this before, but that would have been a big pair of shoes to fill, amen? But the emphasis was not trying to fill Moses' shoes, but on God being with Joshua like he was with Moses. So, therefore, Joshua didn't need to fear. Just like I was with Moses, Joshua, you're going to continue to lead the people into the promised land. So therefore, just like I was with him, I'm going to be with you. So therefore, you have no reason to fear or to become discouraged. So, you know, it's confession time. It's good to confess. Amen. You know, I spent a lot of years wanting to be like Pastor Jared and Laverne. I was trying so hard to fit into their shoes. Amen. I wanted to have the calm demeanor, you know, stand and preach the word and to know the scripture after scripture and the word after the word. You know, I tried for years to do that. And so I wanted, you know, to be like them. And I remembered, you know, taking the scripture and just knowing it like they knew it. And the excuses I had was the voice of fear to hold me back to ever walk in the anointing that God had given me. Because we're all anointed different. Amen. And I think I'm like a bull in a china cabinet, in a china shop, so to speak. I come in with the anointing to disrupt, to break up religious tradition, amen, and we're not called like everybody else. So I'm called, I'm anointed to be a mover and a shaker and break mindsets of religious traditions, to tell you that things don't have to be the way they are, amen. That things can change, hallelujah, and to be that voice. And when you get in the comparison trap of trying to be like somebody else, the spirit of fear will come in and rob you of the true anointing that God has given you. Amen? So we don't want that to happen, but step out and do it afraid. You're not called to fill anybody else's shoes. And that was what God was telling Joshua. As I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. You know how many times I've quit? I don't have enough fingers or toes to tell you. I'd have to start using all my other body parts. You know, how many times I've walked out here on Sunday morning and said, I quit, I ain't going to preach no more. And finally, you know, God just got the attitude toward me and wouldn't even talk to me. And he says, okay, so what? Okay, so what? I've heard that before. Amen. God knows us better than we know ourselves. Amen. So y'all don't know this, but I'm not really smart. Thank God for the anointing. It covers all that up. Amen. Because I stutter and I can't pronounce words right. And I've told God so many times I was quitting. And like I said, his attitude toward me is now, well, whatever. You know. But praise be to God. Why do we continue to do it? And even step out on, and when we're having that fear, we say, okay, we're going to do it. We step out afraid. Because there's just something so good about God that when he gets in you, he gets on you, and you can't shake him off. And that will dismantle fear in your life. But God continues to encourage Joshua and to let him know that he was with him. In Joshua 1, 6, and 7, it says, be strong, Joshua. Be confident of good courage, for you shall cause his people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers. Only be strong, again, he tells them, and be very courageous, that you may do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Joshua, be courageous and fear not. Don't turn to the left or the right, that you may prosper, you may succeed wherever you go. And that's the same command he's given us today. Be courageous. Stand up. It's time to move. Do not be intimidated by the spirit of fear. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. And then when you go, you will succeed at that which you are doing. Amen. And in verse 9, it goes on to say, have I not commanded you? Be strong, vigorous, and very courageous. Don't be afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And that's the same thing he is telling us today. Even though you're feeling afraid, step out and do it afraid. Amen. So God was bringing Joshua to the point of being so encouraged that he was now able to encourage the people. And that's what God wants us to do as light bearers in the earth, that we become so encouraged and not allow fear to keep our mouth shut, that we can go and encourage others and say, you know, you can do it. I did it and you can too. Amen. So God knew that what was before them, he knew what was before the Israelites to discourage them from entering into the promised land that he had given them. All those giants are there. And, you know, we have a promised land in our lives this morning that's before us, the promises of God. And there are giants of fear that show up to keep us from possessing what God says is ours. And fear will cause you to see all the giants in front of you of why you cannot do something. When you begin to hear the voice of God, he says, this is the dream I'm giving you. This is the calling I'm giving you. This is what I want you to do. What begins to happen? Fear begins to set in. And then you begin to have all the excuses, the voices of excuses that tells you why you can't do it. And the giants that there's in front of you. Now, I know we just talked about Moses and we talked about him dying, but we're going to bring you back to life here for a few minutes. And we're going to talk about Moses. Look at Moses when he was alive, what he said to the Israelites just after he led them out of bondage into Egypt. Exodus 14, 10 through 14. Pharaoh drew near the Israelites, looked up, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. And the Israelites were exceedingly frightened and cried out to the Lord. And they said to Moses, is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you treated us this way? Did we not tell you in Egypt, leave us alone? See, that's what the enemy wants to do. The enemy said, well, if you just stayed in Egypt, if you just stayed in the world and continued to do what you wanted to do and continue to party and just follow after the world's ways, your life would be so much better. Fear is a liar. Amen. It says, for we would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. Have you ever seen people with a mentality like that? I have. You offered them Jesus, and here they are with their life in a mess, and you're offering them this hope, and they're like, but I'd rather stay here to continue to do what I'm doing and just, you know, just living this life in the wilderness. Amen. So it says, fear not. Moses told the people, fear not. Stand still. Be firm and confident. Be undismayed and see the salvation or the deliverance of the Lord, which he will work for you today. And that's somebody's word this morning. He's telling you to fear not. Stand still and hold your ground, firm and confident and undismayed. And he says you're going to see his salvation in a big way. Amen. So for the Egyptians you have seen today, you're never going to see again. The Lord will fight for you and shall hold your peace, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. And sometimes, you know, we forget that it's the Lord that's fighting our battles. And like I say, it's not because you don't have enough faith is the reason you're fearing. We fear because we're not trusting. We're not believing that what God has really said to be of truth. Amen? So sometimes we need to hold our peace and keep our mouth shut. Because we can talk ourselves out of faith and trust sometimes. Amen? Especially when we begin to speak out of fear and use the excuses of why something cannot be done. So sometimes we just need to be quiet. Moses was telling the Israelites not fall into fear, even though the Egyptians were breathing down their neck. Have you ever felt the breath of fear? Fear can manifest, like I said before, in many different ways in our lives. But have you ever been in situations where you have felt the breath of fear on your neck? It's not a good feeling. And fear can have many manifestations. The breath of fear because of the unknown. The breath of fear that causes anxiety and depression and oppression. The breath of fear that causes drug addiction because you're trying to cover up things in your life that you don't want to deal with. Those are all the voices of fear that manifest in our life. And when you really get to thinking about it, how we are controlled by fear today, and that even in our Christian lives, when you begin to think about it, begin to realize the things that we're not stepping out and doing is because of fear. It's simply because of fear. This is such an eye-opener for me. Moses is telling the people the same God who had delivered them out of Egypt will deliver them now. And that is good news today for us. Amen. That the same God that did it for the people in the Bible is the same God that's going to do it for you. Amen. All they had to do was continue to put their trust in him, and he would fight for them. Amen. He would fight for them. The same God that was with Joshua, the same God that was with Moses, the same God that raised Pastor from death, the same God who causes me to get up and preach when I'm afraid and then I choose not to quit, the same God who has given you a testimony of his saving power, it's the same God that's going to do it for you, amen, and your children and your grandchildren, and for you and for you and for you. That's here today and under the sound of my voice. Why? Because God is no respecter of person. Hallelujah. If he'll do it for one, he'll do it for another. But he wants you to believe that he's not going to do it for you. And that is the voice of fear speaking. And I say it again, that fear is a liar. That you have enough faith. You don't need no more faith not to fear. You just need to go back and remind yourself what the truth of the word is. Grab a hold of that word. Don't be dismayed, but stand your ground and say, it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but I have prayed and help is coming. Amen. Woo! For he is no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. Philippians 1:28 says, and do not for a moment be frightened or intimidated anything by your opponents and adversaries. You ever thought of fear being an adversary? It is. For such constancy and fearlessness will be a clear sign, proof and seal to them of their impending destruction. And when the voice of fear wants to rise up within you and you begin to hear yourself speak excuses, begin to tell that fear, begin to tell those voices of fear that their impending destruction is near. But a sure token and evidence of your deliverance and salvation, and that would be from God. Amen. So when fear comes, it will come again. It will come again. And it will come again. Why? Because the enemy comes back to see what you got in your house. Amen. And that's why you need to be filling up on the word while the sun's shining. because there are rainy days that are going to come. So when fear comes, and it will come again and again, remember fear is a feeling. And anytime you try to step out into something, anytime you try to start to come out of a bondage, fear will rush in. It will rush right up in your face and try to stop you. But don't allow yourself to feel guilty when you face fear. And that's what the enemy wants to do. There's now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And so when you feel that fear and you're afraid to step out, you know something big's getting ready to happen, because the enemy won't be wanting to try to stop you. He would not want you to try. He would not be wanting to try to shut you up and shut you down. But fear is a liar. Amen. Fear is a liar. Just don't bow your knee to it. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to feel guilty and tell you that you don't have enough faith, that you're not doing this, that, or the other. That's the reason you're fearful. Fear is a liar. So don't bow your knee to it and allow it to control your life. Amen. Fear is a liar. Hallelujah. You received that word today? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just lift your hands and let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. Lord, we trust you. We put our trust in you in the face of fear, God. At the times that you say step out and we don't want to, Lord, from this day forth you've called us to move and to begin to step out, even when we are afraid. We will do it afraid, Lord, knowing that you back us up. Hallelujah. Oh, yada nina kala da da baba shoto o sada da da daya. Aya si ha saha saha saya. Aya baba ko ha sata eladiro ko ho baba baha siya. Ah, shada dina la da ko soho to da daya. We thank you, Lord, that you're God of more than enough, that you've called us forth for this time and this season to proclaim the good news, Lord, your good news of salvation to all those that will hear, Lord. Thank you for the understanding of your word, Lord, that you enlighten us more and more every day. Thank you for your word, Father God, that gives light for just enough light for the step we're on at the moment, Lord. That we don't have to see the bigger picture, because you gave us your word that you've already gone before us to make the crooked place straight. We thank you, Lord, that we're not given down to fear, Lord, but we're coming out. We're coming out, Lord, victorious as people that are more than enough. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody need prayer today? Anybody want to come up for prayer this morning? The altar is open. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. God has not had the final say-so in the situation. It may look like this in your eyes, but God says to remind you that he sees the bigger picture and he's putting some things in order. He says, I'm going to dot the I's and cross the T's in this situation. And he says for you to have comfort, to have peace in him, that all is well. Ha, yes, Lord. Oh, thank you for peace overwhelming her today, Lord. Thank you for peace that's overwhelming her today, God, in a good way. Right now, in Jesus' mighty name, she has wisdom when to speak truth into this situation. There it is, Sherry. There it is. There it is, honey. Oh, my goodness. Peace surrounds you now. Peace. Peace, 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 peace. Hallelujah. Wow. Yes, yes, yes. There it is. There it is. Oh. Oh, ha, ha. Yes, Holy Ghost. Healing is her portion, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Calmness envelops you. Wow. So anyway, there it is. Anointing blood over her. Nail. Jesus. Hey. Pastor, we're just coming to agreement right now as a body. And we speak healing over your body in the name of Jesus. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Manifestation of God's healing power be your portion now. In Jesus' name. And I speak strength to both of you now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, ha ha. That one that's having pain in the back of your neck. I speak to whatever's causing that pain to be healed in Jesus' name. Ha. God's presence. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Stand. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Not one person leaves here today the same. And when the voice of fear rises up within us, we know what to do. We don't sit back and quit. But we step out trusting you, God, that you've gone before us and you've made the crooked place straight. We step into the light of this season that we're in with great rejoicing. Wow. It's hard to leave in this awesome atmosphere of God's presence. But take this and go out and be a light in this dark world. And share the good news that Jesus saves. Jesus saves. And He is their hope. I speak God's favor upon you now in the name of Jesus. I call you blessed. I call you the head and not the tail. I speak increased favor upon you in this coming week. God's abundance overtakes you in a mighty way. Be blessed. Be a blessing to someone this week. In Jesus' name. And the church said, amen and amen.